Extra Points is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. It has great odds and markets for MLB, NFL, PGA Tour, and so much more. Awesome new and existing user promotions. It's America's number one sportsbook. You want to know why? Because it's easy to use, because it's safe and secure, and because you get your winnings fast now. Winnings are delivered in as quick as 2 hours, and it's fun to combine multiple bets from the same game into a same game parlay. Discover the most popular same game parlays each day right when you log in. And if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code Extra Points so they know I sent you. Let's start the show.
Welcome to Extra Points. Now here's your host, Cousin Sal, and his good pals, Dave Damashek and Martin Weiss.
All right, welcome to the Extra Points podcast. Cousin Sal coming to you. Happy July 4th. Yeah, spaghetti and meatballs here, fiddling with the knobs. Babyface Joel Solomon and Scott the Grizz Holmes joining me as always, as are my dear pals, Dave Damashek, Martin Weiss, and a very special guest, co-host of Megan Fun of Sports, right here on Extra Points Podcast Network, and WWE Friday Night SmackDown correspondent Megan Connolly is here. What's happening, Megan?
Oh, you guys, it's been a journey to get here. I stayed in a hostel at the airport last night. There was a moment when I thought I'm not going to be able to record this thing, but thankfully Spirit Airlines pulled through. I got on a flight and I'm back here in Orlando to be joined by you.
Thankfully Spirit Airlines pulled through are five words I don't know that anyone's ever spoken before. So congratulations.
You're listen, on the board. These days, I think Spirit might be the most reliable.
Really? What is it? Well,
that's good news because I got six of those coming up. Six Spirit flights this
you
summer.
You do?
Six Spirit flights? What in the hell? No.
Hey, you know, to you? Look, six Spirit flights to Vegas. Or, well, three to Vegas and three back to L.A. But what? I'm going to Vegas. I mean, I'm living life on the edge this summer.
Yeah, guys. Those are like chemo treatments. I don't know. Six is a lot. Six is a lot.
Well, the thing is, no one wants to fly Spirit, so all the other airlines are screwed because everyone wants to fly them, and then they're getting delayed and canceled, but then good old Spirit is there. And my flight this morning wasn't
Are they the ones that don't pay for the right to take off, to get in line to take off? Like there's one, is it Frontier?
Sal, this is a rich man talking right here.
Who is? What do you mean?
This is a rich man talking.
I'm not talking me. No, there's an airline or two that don't pay to get in the queue. They have to wait for all the flights to take off. And then they
That might be Spirit. Spirit has at LAX its own separate wing that takes way longer to walk to than all the other airlines do. And then you get on a bus thing, and then they take you away from the actual airport. And you're like, where the hell are we going? And they have some separate airfield miles away from actual LAX. It's like, this is pathetic. And my association with you makes it all the more pathetic.
We are not.
You know, honestly, I didn't know that everybody didn't have to take a bus when they landed at LAX to the airport.
Really?
I lived here for two or three years.
Sorry, Martin. Sorry about that. Yeah.
They do that so you can really think about your decision. You're like, all right, I'm going to do this. Yeah.
Was it worth
it? I'm really getting on Spirit.
Was this worth it? Hey, Yankee Doodle Dandies, who is the most American of all the employees at Extra Points? Who defines America?
What are you talking about? That's not one of the questions here. We are doing
No, I know, but I think it's a fun question. Go ahead. Think about that as we answer all the other questions, and maybe we can come back around to it. Who defines America? Who defines the U.S. of A?
In a way, it's got to be Harry because he seems to visit every single state in the span of 35 days.
Yeah, good answer.
Oh, speaking of Harry, first, we got to get to this. So he sends me a message on Saturday, and he's like, hey, because I'm going to see Harry tomorrow. I'm going to see him Friday in Phoenix, Arizona. He's going to come to Friday Night SmackDown. It's going to be a blast. And so I'm texting him back and forth. We're trying to get details on these tickets. And he says to me, he's like, hey, keep it on the DL, but I might be going to Hawaii with Ken, but don't worry, I'm going to come back, but just keep it on the DL. So then I tune into Against All Odds on Monday, and the first thing Harry says is, aloha, I'm in Hawaii. I'm like, what the fuck? I thought we were keeping this on the DL, Harry.
He's not very smart. I'm
about to say, Megan, he's been sending TikToks from Hawaii for at least the last 4 days.
I know,
there's
palm trees.
Well, just why do I have to keep it on the deal?
Everything's a process with
him. Why is it a state secret anyway, to begin with? It's understood. The default setting for Harry is tracking around his pal Ken. Why would it suddenly turn into a big secret?
He told me to keep it quiet, so I was going to keep it quiet, and then
he's out of his mind. Obviously, well, you did the right thing, and we have some fun things. But I could say this because we're going to air this July 4th. So I know you say you see him Friday, but you will have seen him, and we have some pranks in store for him, right? Hopefully,
yeah. Okay, we're working on a prank for Harry. I still have to put his ticket request in, but we'll be fine. Good.
All right, so let's get going here. Today we have something different for you. We're taking a well-deserved break from sports. I figured, why wait until tonight's fireworks? We're going to see now as these guys argue over three patriotic poll questions that the captain of the Riverboat Casino came up with. That's right. We're going to fight it out until we're red, white, and blue in the face, and then find out who and what the fans selected on Twitter. It's all going to make sense in a second. You guys know what we're doing, right? All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, for instance, question number one, what is the worst thing about summer? Is it mosquito bites 2-1 odds? Is it sunburns 4-1 odds? Ocean/pool shrinkage? Oh, that's not good. 9-2 odds. Or the fact that it ends at 6-1 odds? Or the field at +150? Megan, you could take any of those or the field. Maybe you want to say Harry texting you during the weekend. That could be up there too.
Ocean pool shrinkage is interesting for a woman because a lot of people think that doesn't happen, but it does. Your boobs shrink.
Really? Oh, I thought it was just a guy thing.
You know, when you get cold, well, I don't know, maybe. Mine are small anyways, so I don't know how that really works. Mosquito bites are awful. And someone told me recently that it's because you have more nitrogen. So whoever is in the group that you're standing with outside that is getting eaten alive, it's because they have more nitrogen coming off of them. And I happen to be the nitrogen person. So if you don't want to get bit by mosquito bites, like mosquitoes, just stand next to me and I promise you won't get bit
by
them.
That is all right.
Nitrogena, mosquito bites at 2-1. That's yours. The worst thing.
You know, we take
summer.
That for granted out here in L.A., Shaq and Martin, right? And as soon as you go anywhere else, the mosquitoes are swarming, right?
So that's where you living? Nice. Well, you're living by the sea. I guess that's how you
don't have mosquitoes. You have mosquitoes in the valley?
Oh,
really?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. No. I get mosquito bites. And exactly to Megan's point, it plagues only half of my immediate family. It's crazy that three of us really do get bitten all over, and the other three left alone. Unsweet, unsatisfying for the mosquitoes to suck on, apparently.
Gotcha. All right, what's your choice, Shaq? Worst thing about summer? You're going mosquitoes also?
No, what do you think? I mean, of course, no one loves the sea and its cleansing properties, the magical medicinal value of the Pacific Ocean, but what comes along with it is sand. I'll deal with it, though, because of the aforementioned powers that to cleanse, to make me born anew, not just washing off the day's soils, but all of society's ills. Mm. I'm willing to deal with a little sand to take that bath. One. Two, I don't like that it gets so humid that if you leave any candy or specifically chocolate in the car, it's ruined. But of course, the obvious answer is all the feet. All the men's feet. This is permission for you to put on tank tops so I have to see what you got going on under your arms. That's gross enough, let alone what you got going on downstairs. And I'm not talking about midriff. I'm talking about all the way down on the bottom floor. I don't want to see your bare feet, men. Cover those things up. Disgusting.
Well, in the sand they're supposed to do this?
I don't care about the sand. I'm talking about out in society. I'm talking men wearing their slippers, aka sandals, their Birks, whatever the hell you want to call them. They're your slippers. Have some dignity. Cover those things up.
Martin's shoving it right in your face. He's got sandals on now.
You definitely don't have a Wiki Feet page then.
No, I've seen you lament that you do. I think you're upset about it, right?
What do you do?
You get a score for that?
You get a score?
About a 4.5 right now. It just cracks me up that as soon as I post a picture, within hours, it's on my Wikipedia page. Yeah. Yeah. But also, I think, Dave, this feet thing for men, I agree with you. They're gross. But I have noticed where I get my pedicures done, there's a lot more men there.
Is that right?
So people are cleaning
up. I was actually debating about getting a pedicure over the next couple of days.
Mm. don't even debate.
Well, it was just more like, where am I going to go to do it? Like, should I go, like, or should I go?
You know, Martin, they actually have them where they can come to your house. Maybe I can go over your house and we can order a pedicure to your house. No, forget it.
See where it goes?
Inside joke.
Okay. Pedicure. All right. The worst thing about some, first of all, I just find it fascinating that it seems like everybody is the person that is attracted to the mosquito. Like, everybody is the person who gets bit the worst by mosquitoes, right?
Yeah, not me.
It's always you. Mm-hmm. The worst thing about the summer is that there's no football or basketball. Come on. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, think about what we're starving for. In a few weeks, I'm flying to Las Vegas to go watch people who have maybe four people on the court at one time have the opportunity to ever play in the NBA, and I'm going to be sitting there on the edge of my seat. Like that's how starved we are, and it really pisses me off because we got a taste of it in during the COVID summer when they were in the bubble and they were stacking games. Baseball does it all the time. The NBA would be so much better if games started at noon and ended at 7. Like, ended, well, I'm talking about Pacific time. Like, started at 9 in the morning here, like noon East Coast, and then ended at night. Like, and just like every, like all day, there's a baseball game, mm-hmm. baseball game. You can just watch the NBA all summer. I don't have shit else to do. It's hot as hell outside.
Yeah.
Well, can I say something about that?
I think. Yeah, I mean, just any 3 month stretch where there's no football is the answer. So yes, that is correct. That's a good field answer. Yeah, go ahead, check.
It is a great thought in the vacuum of summertime. You know, any season without football is a little less. But I, with all due respect, Marty, that's a slightly immature take. As I sit here, an old and wise person now, I think that the combo of baseball, the drudgery, the daily drudgery, somehow it lends itself to tuning into the radio casually while you're at the beach or pool or otherwise and tune in. And there's something charming about that. But it also builds the anticipation for the main event. Sweet, on the other side of summertime, here comes football to save the day. When summer is over, good times have ended. Back to school, back to toiling hardcore. No vacation time come autumn. What do we have? Oh, precious football.
We can have it anyway. So when we had the bubble basketball, did you somehow think, oh shit, football's here? Damn it, I wasn't even looking forward to it.
I'm just saying, you know how when you go to the beach, you don't have kids, but you know how little kids is like, we're at the beach, let's go, and they drop everything and they run as fast as they can into the shoreline. Immature move. What you want to do is lay there in the sweltering heat and work up a lather, maybe on your back, and some sweat pools in this thing, this nape in your neck, and it creates its own body of water there until you can barely take it, and you pull yourself to the feet, and you stagger to down the sand, and you collapse with your last ounce of strength into the sea, and then you take your bath, and now that's relaxation.
What's wrong with
and
you,
that's
Martin?
A relief.
Look, if this is maturity, I don't
that's
want
football.
It.
That's football. That's what football is. So I'm not going to make it. I can't make it. Oh, it's week one. We're playing the Texans. Thank Jesus we made
right.
it. You know?
All right. Well, Shaq doesn't like football or any foot-related activity, so I could see why he'd want to wait till September.
Ironic, right? Ironic. It's my
I have an answer for this. Well, I guess it's on the board. It's that summer ends, but not because, you go back to school or go back to work. Like, we're grown-ups. We work during the summer, so that part doesn't really matter. And our kids are home all the time, so that actually kind of sucked. But the fact that it ends and then you have to hear about everyone's travel experiences. That's the worst part. That's it. Oh, the person next to me in the window seat forgot to pull the shade down. Like, crap. Like, you know what I'm saying, Megan? Like, stuff like that.
Oh, my stuff God. Like do I ever know
yes,
what you're saying?
Yes.
All of these damn people, stay
you
home.
See?
Stay home. Yeah, the airport etiquette is out of control. If you're in a window seat, you have a responsibility to the rest of the plane. If the flight is before 9 a.m. to keep the window down. And so many people just don't do it. They act like they've never seen fucking clouds before.
I mean.
Like, oh, let me look out the
window.
With you. It's 6 a.m. I'm sleeping.
God.
Close that window.
And then the other thing is, what I don't understand is why you got to have it open the whole flight. The clouds look the same. The sky looks the same for the whole 3 hours. I just don't get it.
I mean, this backfired. I was complaining about people like you complaining about their travel experiences, and now we have to hear it. I mean, this is all. But I mean, this is what happens. We're held hostage by people that we know, our friends, for the first week of September, learning about that. I saw all your pictures of your vacations on Instagram. I assume you're posting the highlights. It's like the trailer to the Tyler Perry Madea movies, right? We assume the best stuff is in there. I don't need to hear 25 minutes on how you were delayed Frontier Airlines in Spokane, Washington. So that's my answer right there.
I guess I do need to ask Megan Connolly a question, though.
Yeah. I'm not traveling for pleasure, just so you know. I got to get the scoop on what's going on backstage at Friday Night SmackDown, and I gotta travel far and wide to
I saw a video on Twitter of you talking about how you wouldn't give up the seat. You wouldn't give up your seat for an elderly.
No, God, no.
And I get that 100%. No. But there was something that was deeper in there that I was curious about. Do you and your husband never sit next to each other on a plane?
Pretty much never. Because that means one of us has to sit in the middle.
Interesting.
Also, like, we don't need to talk to each other. We live together. We spend so much time together. Yeah, but together. Then there's a... We don't need to sit next to each other.
You're doubling the odds of a nasty stranger being next to you.
But then we can talk about it, and it's like entertainment. It's like, oh, how was your flight? Oh, that's psycho. Yeah.
So as long as you two abide by the social contract that you do not interact with each other between whatever the person who's stuck with you.
Oh,
and
no.
Keep your shoes on, for God's sakes, right? Wow.
Okay. Yes, at least you're old man.
It's fine if women do. My beef is the fellas.
So you're into women's feet?
I'm not into women's feet. I'm just not offended by them. The men's feet are so grotesque. And people always say, don't you have ugly, you must have ugly feet, and then you're putting this on the rest of the world. No, I don't. It's not a matter of that. It's maybe because everybody else's are so vile to look upon that's why I'm disgusted. No, I don't have as big an issue with women doing it as fellas.
All right. Scott Holmes, get us out of this foothold we have on feet here. Now, we put all these up to Twitter, and everybody in Twitter knows best. So what did they say? What's the worst thing about summer? Oh, put your foot down. What are you doing? Come on.
I want the flexibility, honestly.
I refreshed Twitter during all that, and it seems we have a new winner. Sweat pooling in the nape of Dave's neck is now the runaway.
Oh, wow.
First thing about summer.
Dream from
calling the kettle black on what men make summer gross. The winner, guys, was mosquito bites.
Okay.
Yeah. Big time, 44%. Sunburn came up next, and then ending came up third. But the heat, I think all of us live in a desirable temperate climate, and we're forgetting about the heat.
Oh yeah, it does get hot in the summer. Bad. I did forget about that.
I grew up where it got hot as hell, and I know this. I'd much rather be hot than cold.
Absolutely. No question about it. And I know you don't like baseball, Martin, but I do have to remind you, this baseball season, you can turn K's into cash and big hits into big wins with FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers, step up to the plate with a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Just sign up, place your first bet, and FanDuel will give you up to $1,000 back in free bets if you don't win. Has great promotions every day. It's a safe and secure app, and you get paid fast. No better place to bet America's pastime than on America's number one sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up using promo code EXTRAPOINTS to get started with your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. I don't know how we can no-sweat it. It's so hot in the summer, we've been reminded. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll get back to our second question. All right, here it is, guys. Which should be the official song of July 4th? It is July 4th, as a matter of fact. Is it America the Beautiful by Ray Charles, plus 150? God Bless the USA, Lee Greenwood, 7-2 odds. Born in the USA, Bruce Springsteen, 5-1 odds. Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus, 8-1. Or The Field at 2-1. Megan Connolly, what's your choice?
There's a lot of options here. I mean, you could even go with the one, because I'm proud to be an American. That one's a little culty, though. But
wait, isn't that God Bless
the USA? That is. That's the Lee Greenwood. Yeah, that's that one.
Oh, that's the Lee Greenwood. Oh, I thought was... Sorry.
A little culty.
It's right there. It's very culty. But there's a lot of ways you can go with this one. I don't think any of these really sum up 4th of July. I tweeted this in response. Uh-huh. I think it's John Mellencamp's Cherry Bomb. It doesn't mention a thing about 4th of July, but that song it comes on and you start bobbing your head. And it's just, it sums up America. It's just like, oh, they're in this town and, you know, they're dancing. And then you grow up and you look back and you think, man, those were the days and we didn't even know it. Got a catchy little rhythm to it. So Cherry Bomb by John Mellencamp. Put it on the playlist. That is the song.
That's interesting and a great choice, but I'm not even sure it would be in the top three of John Mellencamp patriotic songs.
Right.
You got R-O-C-K in the USA. You got Pink Houses. Ain't that America, right?
But that's that's kind of tweaking America as is Born in the USA. Those aren't positive. The USA is number one songs. They're critiquing our nation.
Gotcha.
How dare anybody?
Whereas
do
Cherry
that?
Bomb is just celebrating people, and I feel like it's a relatable song. We all.
Well, by the way, also fireworks related, isn't a cherry bomb? Isn't that one of the firework, like one of the popular ones that the defensive linemen blow their fingers off using? I think so. I think a cherry bomb is one. All right. I don't know. All right, Martin, what do you like for official song of July 4th?
I don't know. See, for me, 4th of July is much more. 4th of July is one of my prime times. Mm-hmm. I call it 4th of July and Halloween are really two holidays where I truly shine. Mm-hmm. Those are two the big party holidays. Like Christmas and Thanksgiving, they're cool. St. Patrick's Day is for people who only do this one time a year. You know what I'm saying? I'm not anti-St. Patrick's Day. Eddie's last name is actually Spaghetti. You know what I'm saying? It's a little different for him. For a guy like me, I'm obviously parachuting in to a St. Patrick's Day every year the same way I would to a Cinco de Mayo or so on and so forth. 4th of July, Halloween, those are Martin Shines. And I would have to say the only one of these songs that I would ever even think about hearing at a place I'd be at on the 4th of July would be Party in the USA. But I will be probably trying to leave that place to go somewhere better quickly after that.
Interesting. Okay, so you're saying no, you're going that there's no song right now that could.
I'd have to go with the feel because all of the, like, God Bless the USA, Born in the USA, and all those John Cougar Mellencamp songs that you were just mentioning, they're all kind of like the same song to me. Do you know, I know all of them, but they all kind of sound the same. I'd have to go with the field at 2-1.
It's kind of racist, I think, but okay, we'll let it go.
I've been to houses where I heard those songs played before.
Little
so
Pink
that's
houses.
How I'm familiar with them.
All right, Shaq, what's the official song of July 4th?
Well, out of sentimentality, shout out to Yankee Doodle Dandy because I went in 1994 to Wrigley Field and sat in right field with my chums, as we often did in that era. And we sang it to, you know, you could always tell who's cool as a visiting ball player by how they would react to our calls down to them on the field. And Dante Bichette on July 4th, I think, like I say, 94, we sang, "You're a Yankee Doodle Dandy." And he turned around to us and did a conductor to us. And then we threw a pair of plastic purple glasses and he took off his field glasses and put those on and then walked around the field like he was blind for a while.
This is during the game? This is like
during
mid-pitch?
The game. During the game. And it was what the hell? The game is going, man. This is crazy.
Two outs, one on first. Yeah.
And then and then it was on SportsCenter the next day. I don't know if they can pull the files, but to confirm my story. But
will they cut to you?
No. Yeah, well, you could see us holding this big American flag, these dopes up here singing and all that kind of stuff to Dante Bichette. Anyhow, that said, speaking of the Cubs, you know how Andre Dawson won that MVP? What was that, Sal? 84? They were the worst team, but at least he won the MVP. Same thing. We can't put a stink on James Brown singing Living in America just because of what followed. The tragedy that befell Apollo Creed, who showed up that night for an exhibition. And that monster created in the lab somewhere in the Soviet Union, taking the spike, showing up with malintent, killed Creed, our greatest heavyweight champion. But let's not put a stink on Living in America.
Great song.
That's a great song.
All right.
That's it. That's
I
my
like
choice.
That. You know what, though? Everybody has a problem with any song, right? You'll find fault with any politically, like God Bless the USA. Any, God forbid, a candidate uses a song for his or her run, then it's shot, right? So I mean, We Are the World seems problematic right now. I think it has to be something with fireworks. I think Megan Connolly stumbled upon something with Cherry Bomb. Firework by Katy Perry, it could be. Dynamite by Tyle Cruz. But I really feel like the song is not yet out there and Mariah Carey needs to step up. And she has to save, much like she saved Christmas, she has to save the 4th of July. People were done with Christmas. You don't know this. You talk about 1994, Sheck. 1993, people were done with Christmas. They didn't look forward to it. They didn't know what it was about. Then she comes out with this song, this big hit, and everybody loves it. Now Christmas is back, you know. Gifts, everyone opening gifts, Santa's back, the whole thing. We need Mariah.
We're saying
to step
it
up.
Again now, you know?
There you go.
Well, that's right. If we're going to have Mariah for 4th of July, though, like she's a classy woman and then she comes out with this dress and she sings that whole song. Like, I want my 4th of July Mariah to be like bikini, Daisy Dukes, and just singing this song and eating like chips and hot dogs and everything in the music video. That's what I want, because I need it to be summer. Like, we don't need this classy winter ball gown song.
You're talking about the same Mariah Carey? And what is Sal's? What is Sal? This is one of his weirdest takes to me.
Go ahead.
What is your love of that? I hate to go back.
That
but
song
around
is
Christmas,
so good.
We talk.
Oh, it's the best song. It's the best.
It is not the best Christmas song. That Sal's decreed that to be true. Doesn't equal
it.
It
is because
true.
It's like three songs in one, and you get God. It really. I'm telling you, try Christmas without it. You won't survive.
Oh, I will. It doesn't make my top 20 Christmas songs. Mm.
Oh, that's a terrible take.
If you look around the room when that song plays, everyone is bobbing.
That is a horror. Dave.
Eggnog everywhere.
Yes.
I mean, All I Want for Christmas Is You is not in your top 20 Christmas songs.
No. Yeah, that's crazy.
Name 20 Christmas songs.
No, don't tell them to do that. Don't you dare tell them
about this.
All right, well, I'm saying if you got this definitive list, I want to hear you name 20 Christmas songs that doesn't include All I Want for Christmas.
Good.
Sure, I'll put that.
Hey, by the way, Megan.
Her screeching at the end. What about that?
Screeching? It's beautiful.
Stop. I am a real American. You're too young for that. But Hulk Hogan used to come out to that. And I loved all the heels.
Oh, I know.
That's right. I was a big Piper fan, so I hated hearing it. But I did get everyone going. All right.
Fight for the rights of every man.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a great song.
He was at the Stanley Cup. My husband was working it. And he said, Hulk's here. And I was like,
really?
Hogan? Apparently.
There
yeah,
you
he's
go.
At the Stanley Cup.
All right. Let's check in with Scotty the Grizz. Were any of us right on this?
This was interesting. What we had was two ties. We had ties between the third and fourth place. America the Beautiful, God Bless the USA came in same percentage points. But then we had a tie at the top, and I mean a tie all the way down to the decimal point.
Really?
Born in the USA and Party in the USA are tied.
What's the number? Do you want to give us a number or no?
32.7 on both.
Wow. Interesting. See, people, nobody knows what to pick anymore.
So
it shouldn't be.
Here's what we're going to do.
We're just going to go on to the next one.
We're just going to I'm going to declare a winner here by saying both have a huge sing-along ability for everybody. Uh-huh. Both could be a stadium or arena song if you wanted to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to bring it down to the video. And the Born in the USA with both Courtney's tush and Bruce's tush gives something for everybody.
That's not cool. That's not the Courtney Cox video, Scott.
That's not the one?
No.
Oh,
no,
crap.
It's Dancing in the Dark.
Oh, all right. Well,
she dances like da 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 da.
Right. Right. All right. So Miley wins the tiebreaker because Scott misidentified the video.
Good. All right.
All right.
Comes into the booties.
Let's hit this one. Who is the biggest a-hole on the beach? Is it the loud music player, 2-1 odds? Guy with a snake, 4-1 odds? The Speedo dude, 7-1 odds? Frisbee player, 10-1 odds? Or the field, even odds? Megan, ladies first.
All right. Well, just like I said, there's airport etiquette. There is also beach etiquette. And a lot of people don't follow the rules of the beach. And I just love how like everybody knows that these are things and laws of the land. These are things to live by, but people just are oblivious to them. I also have to give an honorable mention to metal detector guy who's out there. also,
weirdo guy.
Also guy who has the fishing pole set up like right where everybody is walking through, just you know, to be annoying, because he's going to catch a fish and show everybody. He can't go anywhere else to do it. But what drives me the most nuts when you're with people at the beach, like a whole group of people are going to the beach, the people who refuse to go in the water don't come to the beach with me. If you're at the beach wearing a bathing suit, you're getting in the water. I don't care. That's the rule.
Good one.
And my parents are these type of people because I grew up in Chicago. We don't have real beaches. We have like the lake off Lake Michigan and that crappy beach that's always way too overcrowded. My parents hate water. They won't go in. If they come to the beach, they don't want to go in the water. So I say, I'm not
it
going
to
the
beach. It does seem like a real waste of time. You get that close and you can't even dip your feet in. It's very weird. Oh, we're back to the feet again.
Well, also, I don't trust those people. You have to pee at some point. So you have to go in the water. There you go.
Well, we'll get to that as well on Thursday. But all right, that's a good one. Martin, what do you say?
Loud music player, I don't mind him so much, or mind them so much, I should say, because I feel like that's kind of par for the course. It's kind of like if you're riding the subway, you get mad at that there's other people there, right? It's like, well, it's like that's you're supposed to be at the beach playing music. Guy with the snake is something that I had never encountered before coming to Hollywood, where it's just people just walk around with snakes around their neck. That shit is weird, but also it doesn't bother me so much because I have a good feeling that this snake has to be at least has some level of house training, because otherwise it would have killed the person that is got it around its neck. I can still avoid that guy pretty much. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Field, even though Speedo dude is at 7-1 odds. That's great value because, let's be honest, I mean, I'm not Damashekian level when it comes to showing skin and so on, but like typically the guy wearing the Speedo really, really has no business wearing a Speedo. Like, it'd be one thing if you're out there built like Michael Phelps. However, most of the time, you're built like Daniel Vogelbach. So I don't need to see that.
Yeah, that's where self-awareness comes in big time. And also, it might literally be the biggest asshole on the beach because they present it right there for you. But, okay, go ahead.
I'm going to go with Field, and this might ruffle some feathers. People who bring their dogs. I do not like your dog because it's like I'm carrying stuff. I can't get away from your dog if I need to. Plus, we're in sand, and then your dog just runs up to me, and all of a sudden, because I got something that smells good. Oh, don't worry, he's friendly. I was like, well, I've never met him, so can you get your dog out of my shit, please? So it's that, and it's more so. It's not necessarily the dogs. It's more so the dog owners that think because they have a dog, everybody else wants to interact with their super cool dog. That's just not the case. Like, I'm fine with you having a dog, but you can keep it at your house, and while we're at it, off the airplane.
You're pushing my buttons. No one wants to hear about my travel except you, and you keep trying to like poke the bear here because I'm like very close to
Kyle, we're on a, we're on a plane. No, it's not a zoo. It's a plane, not a zoo. This ain't the vet.
I will refrain. I'm with you on the dogs. Keep them off the plane and babies.
Well,
keep them off.
Yeah, that's interesting. But Megan, is the guy with the snake is it a sexy thing for women? Like, is this appealing? Like, that's what we heard growing up. Like, oh, that guy gets all the girls.
This reminds me of like the guy in middle school that would just be like, "Yeah, today we have an assembly with snake dude."
Right.
It's just like, why are we doing this in public school in America? Right. We're just gonna have kids, you know, pet this snake with this weird reptile man. It's so bizarre. How did this man get invited into a school with children?
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's the same guy. He just hasn't grown out of it. And he comes to keep your kids away.
By the way, no guarantee, Martin, that it's not a venomous beast there. When you're on Venice Beach with some mentally unstable people,
like if the snake is over there, he's got more people to get through than it does to, like, you know, he's already wrapped around somebody else's neck. So I just feel like if he was really in a murderous rage, he might just get the guy who was, you know, closest to him.
I've
wondered before why, you know, just as you can, well, you know, like a rattlesnake, you can take the venom out of it so that it can live among people and not kill you. How do they teach boa constrictors not to crush you? Like, you know, why do we ever hear stories of the python just choking out its owner around its neck? Like, the party was fun until Caden got choked to death by his snake.
I'd like to see that. Except Caden's a 7-year-old, right?
There's no grown up. That was a bad Brent.
Yeah, that's Brent. A new name. Brent's a relatively new name too.
Yeah, Brent.
No, I don't know about that.
Steven. We can go.
I don't
with
know,
Steven.
Dave. Maybe you need to do your own research. There might be. It might be out there. You don't
Miley,
know.
Miley. I don't know. All right, check. What are you going with? Biggest a-hole on the beach.
Well, I'll try to not make this a 3-hour monologue, but good luck.
Good luck.
I can't
you.
Promise you I won't.
No, Jets watch. Yeah.
I will. I mean, I guess the best one to go with here is God, because who else is responsible for putting all that sand everywhere? It gets into every crevice of you, and you bring it home, and you'll find it weeks, nay, months, mm-hmm. nay, years later in at the bottom of bags and otherwise.
Right.
Plus, creating this sense of, like, human beings decided, let's have nude beaches. That sounds great, right? We all like, right. we all, most everybody, whatever your personal taste is, we all like human flesh, except when you actually see what it looks like. 97% of the human population has no business walking around nude or even close to nude, and yet you're required to wear your least amount of clothing at best mm-hmm. at there. Fat. It's a big canard that we've been sold about the human body. I don't want to see it. I only want to see like 3% of what's available among human bodies.
So it's God.
I'm going to go with God. I'm going to go with God on that one.
Wow. You know, also, God is taking a beat. God needs a new publicist. God's really taking a beating these last few weeks.
And with these sunburns, you know, like, we do our best. We try to meet you halfway, God. We put the sprays on ourselves and the children and everything. And invariably, like, uh-oh, look, that little triangle spot at the bottom of your right side of your back. Boy, it's torched. It's bright red. Like, what the hell, God? You couldn't give me a pass on this one? That stinks.
And whatever Jesus was using, Jesus was using is kind of perfect. You never really see a picture of him with a blotchy sun.
Yeah, Jesus never had a sunburn.
Well, because he had that big dress on. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Big flowing. Yeah.
And he was in a desert. So
how did he do
that? That was really, but that dress that he wore is really breathable, I guess, you know? Really, you know,
I've worn something similar when I went over there. It is very, very, very breathable. And it's I have it still in my closet. Yes, underpants, nothing else. Maybe, you know, like an A-shirt, as they call them these days.
So, Sheck, you basically go to the beach and just body shame. You're like, look at these disgusting animals. What the fuck are they wearing?
It's not an enjoyable experience for you at all.
Well, as I say, I think, you know, the offset of the actual Pacific Ocean, the relationship that the Pacific and I have together is a personal and spiritual one, and I am able to, when I take that dive, literal and figurative, away from the earth and into the sea, it washes off all other concerns for me. Then I come
what
back
if you're at
again,
a new
I
beach
get
then?
Upset again. Then I get upset again. Why wouldn't I you know, I have had my experience at a nude beach, and I can't imagine the sequence of events that would take me back to another one after seeing what I saw.
Are you a shirt guy at the beach? Shirt guy at the
pool? I like very much the those ones that whisk away sweat and H2O, because they make it so you don't have to do all the sprays and get one of those burns on your back somewhere that you otherwise wouldn't reach.
Yeah, but then you end up with a really weird tan. Like, I'm coming off of like 3 months of Little League baseball tournaments and I have the weirdest tan in the world. I'm like, I got to put an end to this. I live 5 blocks from the beach. Don't you want a nice, even something going out?
No? Yeah, I mean, I'm basically hard to please, Megan, at the end of the day, because I'm resentful of the people showing all that flesh, but then I also resent all the people that are so vain that they've covered themselves up. Like, nobody gives that big a good goddamn except for me, ironically. I'm the one who resents you, and then if you had gone the other way too far. Like, fashion is about, correct me if I'm wrong, Megan, it's, not, in my opinion, it's knowing, it's as much knowing what you shouldn't wear as what you should wear, right? Mm. Like, just because you see, you know, here's a good one, like Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp, for fellas, he was considered super handsome. He can get away with the scarves and everything else. Don't you do it. It would look very different if Sal started to be like, I'm going to dress like Johnny Depp. Why is it okay for him? Because he's handsome and can get away with that. Sal,
Well,
you and me. I'm going to put myself in that same group. You and me should not walk around dressed like some cool guys, you know. Right. We would be laughed at.
Cam Newton. A lot of people couldn't pull off the Cam Newton style.
I honestly don't think that Cam Newton pulls off Cam Newton style. But when you go to the, Dave, I just am envisioning Dave going
14 more of these.
Sal has to make.
I know. I'm sorry, but I just have this vision of Dave going to the beach dressed like he's going to the gym, wearing the exact same thing.
Sal, while Marty's talking, please just walk to the beach, yeah, take notes, and come back, and then let us know what bothers you.
Yeah.
My own wife makes fun of me. She's like, I know you use that as an excuse to not get sunburned, but it's because you're embarrassed about your body. And I'm like, listen, I'm not proud of my body, but everybody else there is running around mostly nude, too. What am I going to say? Everybody's going to point at me and be like, hey, look at that slob. Like, there are way bigger slobs and more disgusting forms out there than anybody worrying about what I look like. It's not about that. It really
is. Maybe there's a happy medium. If you have three or four snakes that you take with you to the beach, most of your torso is covered, and you don't have to worry about anyone seeing your flesh or getting sunburned or anything like that. So, I don't know. It's something to look into. I'm going to say... Well, I had a couple answers. Seagulls are big a-holes, and not just the birds. Wayne and Teddy Siegel, who I grew up with. They take your legs out with the towel. They do the big thing. People who sit too close to you for no reason. They're like close talkers, except every time they move, the sand kicks up in your face. But, Megan, you hit on it earlier briefly, the metal detector guy. You haven't made $35 in your life off of this hobby or whatever it is. I hope it's a hobby and not the way of life. And this is not an a-hole in that they're mean to me, but an a-hole in that you're wasting your time, you're wasting your life. You know how I know? Because you're the only a-hole doing this. There are not 15 metal detector dudes out there scrambling for old Indian coins. If there was valuable shit in the sand, you wouldn't be the only one looking for it. You have a collection of bottle caps and condom wrappers and melanoma to show for it. Go get a real job, Indiana Jones Beach. That's a regional
You know what else, Sal? You're kind of an asshole, too, because, like you said, there's nothing valuable out there unless somebody lost something that's valuable, and then you probably see the person like, oh, my God, I can't find my wedding ring.
Exactly.
So it's like, do you just, like, pretend that you have it? Or
yeah. All right, Scott.
Well, I got to say, you touched on something too that I was gonna get, but I got consumed by complaining about the other stuff. Is I feel bad for, but I'm also resentful of the giant elaborate sandcastle grown up man, the guy who's out there shaving.
Oh, yeah, that's the coolest.
Then they put
dad.
The lights up. No, I mean, listen, I'm a pain in the ass. I've gotten to be. That's one of those like. Oh, no, sure. I've turned into one of those weird fathers where I'm like to my own kids, like Jean-Claude Van Damischek, if you want that castle to sustain itself, you have to shave the edge and the sand has to be wet, but not that. Like, and then I think, like, what the hell kind of jackass am I? But right. The guy who does it and spends the whole day out there and he makes a big one of Jesus Christ coming down from the clouds or whatever they design. Mm-hmm. And then they etch into it as though it has some value. This is in memory of Josiah. Like, what the hell are you doing? It's going to get washed away by tomorrow. Like, you know, paintings, songs, other art forms, we keep them. Your sandcastle is stupid. What a waste of goddamn time.
Yeah. I'm with you. I hate them all.
My one thing I have to say about this metal detector guy, it seems that there's one.
That's what I'm saying. It should be a bunch if it was worthwhile, right?
Do they have like a community? Like this is your area. This is your region. Yeah, I wonder. And then maybe we could, you know, do like a little morning walk with them and figure out what got them into this, because there's always one.
I'd like to know. And look, I'm sure someone found some kind of dumb treasure. But again, to Martin's credit, it's not theirs. So you're finding someone else's shit. All right, Scott, who's the biggest a-hole on the beach?
Well, Twitter will tell you that the biggest a-hole is Loud Music Guy. And we've seen him dragging his wagon and usually as a dog as well in California. But I'm with you guys. It's Metal Detector Guy. And I'm going to go one step further. The guy's always at the volleyball courts. Mm-hmm. So he's not like looking for Civil War relics. He's looking for literally the wedding ring you lost yesterday, and he's not going to help you find it. He's the worst a-hole.
Right. He should be in jail. He should be.
Until Dave shows up wearing three shirts, like a 1920s sunbather. And
look, Buster, it's refreshing as all get out. The ocean, you see. Also, by the way, you mentioned the wagon guy. One more to throw in. Kids, They make it much more laborious. Yeah. The whole thing is such a pain.
You can't
in the
go
ass
to the beach. You got to stay away from the beach. You need an ocean in your backyard.
Get them. Do they have their change of clothes? Like, you got to do that. Where are they going to change? Are they going to change in the car? Are they going to put them in the back of the SUV? Oh, you can open both doors. Make sure they're. Oh, they got out of the ocean. Oh, lotion them again. And what are they going to eat? Do we have a drink for? We got a juice box. How are we going to keep? It makes it so much bigger.
The food can't get sandy. Ironically, the sandwich.
You're not a beach person.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I love it's ridiculous. I love it. He loves it.
Really? Oh, my God. I would not want to go with you.
I'm a lot of fun. I am a lot of fun once I'm there. But part of the fun is I can't see. Like you said, you don't have anything to talk to your husband about. You and I can go, and then I'll just fill your ear with my complaints all day, you see? You and your husband fly out to L.A., don't talk to each other the whole time. Then you two meet me at the sea, and then I'll fill all the conversation that you missed out on 30,000 feet in the sky.
No, we talk to each other. It's just on the flight we don't, and then we we connect.
It's
kind of
like a movie. It's like going to a movie. Share our notes. You're not allowed to talk during the movie. You're there, but you don't have to. Yeah,
exactly.
All right,
exactly.
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen to me. We're going to be back on Thursday to run down some more summer loving topics, including which is the best ice cream truck, which is the best beach scene in movie history, and what's the most disgusting place to pee during the summer. Sheck, don't answer. You have a couple days to think about it. Enjoy your 4th of July. For Dave, Martin, and Megan, and everyone here at Extra Points, I'm Cousin Sal, and even though you may feel like underdogs, you're all still my favorites. Enjoy the fireworks.